From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Colombia's National Liberation Army admitted Thursday that it has detained two Dutch journalists and announced plans to free them in the midst of talks for the country's last guerrillas to end more than five decades of fighting. Derek Johannes Bolt and his cameraman, Eugenio Ernest Marie Follander, who were kidnapped on Monday, are in good health and will be released, according to ELN rebels announcing on their social media accounts. William Villamirez, governor of Norte Santander, says this.
En las próximas horas,
the liberation of the two Dutch journalists could come in the next hours. We know, let's say from unofficial information, that they are in good health, that they've had to walk, and that they are now finalizing the details of the release site.
Caminar y que están ya ultimando detalles para el sitio de la entrega.
The two men were stopped in El Tara, a region in the Norte de Santander district near the Venezuela border. In May 2016, ELN rebels kidnapped in the same region a Colombian Spanish journalist and two Colombian TV reporters. The journalists were handed over to intermediaries a few days later. Venezuelan security officials clashed with protesters again on Thursday. That's the sound of security officials firing rubber bullets at demonstrators in Caracas. In separate incident, a 22-year-old man was killed. David Jose Vanilla died after arriving at a hospital in Caracas's Chacao municipality where the protests were taking place. His death brings the toll to at least 76 since April. This is VOA News.